From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish. Today, our series, The Changing Lives of Women, takes us to Mexico. Single motherhood there is on the rise. A quarter of all Mexican households are headed by women. And the stigma associated with having children out of wedlock is fading. Single mothers are showing up in TV shows, music, and even in the president's agenda. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports from Mexico City, it's a dramatic cultural change for an overwhelmingly Catholic country.
Single mothers are no longer hidden away, spoken about in whispers or social outcasts. Maria Carlota Santa Maria is a great example.
Hola, hola.
Mari, as everyone calls her, is on her daily route delivering laundry in her working-class neighborhood in southern Mexico City.
Buenas tardes.
She knows and greets everyone, the mailman, the woman on the corner selling salty nuts. Her favorite saludos are for the guys at the corner gas station.
Buenas tardes. ¿Cómo están?
She's the kind of person that can make this inhospitable, overwhelming megacity seem small and friendly. Mari says raising her 10-year-old daughter, Jimena, alone has not been easy. She makes 600 pesos a week, about $50 at the laundromat, a few more pesos taking and ironing on nights and weekends. She was 38 years old when she says she had an indiscretion with a married man and got pregnant. Back then, she got a lot of grief from her mom and her aunts.
Sí, le dio tristeza de que yo tuviera un hijo fuera del matrimonio.
Yeah, my mother was upset that I had a child out of wedlock. She's from another generation. Before, everyone was like, ah, look at them, they are divorced, their husbands left them. But now, no. I think women these days are used to having kids on their own.
She's right. More unmarried women than ever in Mexico are having children. Nationally, one-fourth of all households in Mexico are headed by a single mother. In big urban centers like Mexico City, it's as high as 35%. Beatriz Santa Maria Monjares, who heads the Institute for Women in Mexico City, says she's noticed the dramatic increase in just the last 5 to 7 years.
Nosotras no queremos, no les hemos querido llamar madres solteras.
Santa Maria says we don't like to call them single mothers.
Le denominamos mujeres, jefas de hogar.
She says we call them women, heads of households, because that's what they're doing. They are the sole wage earners in tens of thousands of homes in the city. Why so many single mothers recently? There are many reasons. Mexico's birth rate has dropped dramatically in the past 40 years from an average of nearly 7 children per woman to now around 2. That's given women new educational and career opportunities. Mexican women now make up nearly half of the workforce. And with greater economic freedom has come popular acceptance.
Soy una madre soltera que no se vale de nadie.
Los Tucanes de Tijuana sing about the single mother who is not dependent on anyone. She's mother and father for her kids and gives them everything they need to get ahead. President Enrique Peña Nieto gave a recent shout-out, too.
De lo más apreciado, de lo que más queremos, y de quienes son el mayor sostén y soporte.
Peña Nieto announced a new federal life insurance program for single mothers. Their children will be taken care of in the case of death. As the president put it, single mothers are the most appreciated, most loved members, holding the family together. Anthropologist and editor of a feminist journal, Martha Lamas, says Mexico is modernizing, opening up economically and in turn becoming more accepting. 80% of Mexican women say they use contraceptives. But Lamas says the country's roots are still overwhelmingly Catholic.
Motherhood in Mexico has been like the normal destiny of a woman. So if a woman is a mother, even if she's a single mother, no, she's, you know, accomplishing what the culture believes is the best for a woman to be.
She worries all this newfound praise glosses over the problems women face today. They're paid far less than men, there's rampant discrimination in the workplace, and the levels of domestic violence are alarmingly high. Psychologist Liliana Chavez knows the challenges facing single mothers. She drags over a whiteboard in a meeting room in Mexico City with a diagram outlining the cycle of domestic violence. A dozen women sit in a circle at her weekly group therapy session. One participant, who only wanted to be identified as Anita, talks about being stuck in an abusive relationship, but unable to provide for her children alone. For Maria Carlota Santa Maria, the laundry delivery woman, getting married to the father of her child was not an option. She says he had, let's say, a difficult character.
Más vale solas que mal acompañadas.
And as the saying goes, she says we are better off alone than in poor company. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
Oh,